Self-compassion for better mental health. Have you noticed that more and more people are dealing with mental health challenges these days? I suspect this shift happened during the C days when we were forced to isolate and we had nothing but time to confront our thoughts and feelings. Famed researcher Brené Brown says we are now considered to be the most stressed, depressed, overweight, and overmedicated population in history. Mental health challenges have always existed, but many of them were hidden and buried sometimes in the constant doing that we experience in this modern society. It was only when we were forced to stop this incessant doing that some of us finally discovered an uncomfortable truth about ourselves. Not only do we lack self-love and self-compassion, but some people may have also uncovered feelings of loathing about themselves. I mean, if you think from the time we're born, we are actually programmed by things like our culture, societal influences and expectations, our parents, our peer groups, the education system, not to mention all the marketing and media messages. All of these influences can prevent us from following our own intuition. We can become so conditioned by the world around us that we never try to discover what truly motivates and inspires us. When we lose touch with our own identity and start to identify with the world's expectations of us, we are living out of alignment with our true nature. So how can we uncover our true nature to start cultivating the self-compassion that we so desperately need? Well, I think the first step is to take some brief moments out of your regular routine to withdraw from the external influences of the world. Whether it's putting your phone away for an hour, going for a walk or a run, maybe visiting a museum, or going somewhere to shelter yourself away from the expectations of others and the world. Find what works for you so you can do it when you need it. By doing this self-care practice with persistence and patience, it gets easier to realize that our negative self-talk and limiting beliefs are things we can change. All it takes is a persistent willingness to exert consistent efforts to help ourselves. As you embark on this journey within, you can discover that you are not flawed. You are simply fallible. When we know better, we can do better. This is a lot to ponder, I know, especially for those who have been stuck in feelings of self-loathing for a long time. I can relate. I didn't uncover the depth of my self-loathing until I got clear and sober. The process of unpacking the baggage of the past and putting it away for good is going to be different for everyone. Your direction is more important than your speed. I'm going to leave you with this final thought. If you can take this inner journey to start cultivating self-compassion, you can unlock levels of love and awe that can change your life for the better. The question is, are you ready to take the first step? If you'd like to learn ways to manage your life in healthier ways, join us every week for a powerful in-person peer support smart meeting in Goderich, Canada's prettiest town. We also take mindfulness walks every month on the Millennium Trail. Email us for details, info@redroofrecovery.com. And remember to talk to yourself like you talk to a good friend. May the force be with you. And remember, you are the force.